Early on after ISIS's emergence, the focus among U.S. law enforcement, U.S. counterterror officials had really been potential ISIS recruits here in America who attempt to travel to the war zones in Iraq and Syria, join the fight there, and then possibly come back and bring jihad home. But more and more, the focus is on potential recruits who never leave the U.S. homeland or Europe or elsewhere in the world, never go to the war zone, but stay at home and carry out jihad, really, on their doorstep. Now, that change could be due in part to those tougher controls, the efforts to identify and stop potential recruits here in the U.S. or elsewhere in the West from joining the fight in the Middle East. But it is also because ISIS has changed its message. More and more, it is calling on people around the world to carry out jihad right where they are, whatever they can do, take up a gun, make a bomb, and carry out terror attacks, particularly with a focus on the West more and more. Now, sometimes those attacks are entirely self-directed, pure lone wolves, as we've heard that term so often. But we've also seen ISIS direct and supply and train. We saw that in Paris, also suicide attacks in Beirut. There have already been a number of lone wolf attacks here in the United States, even predating ISIS. In 2009, the Fort Hood attack, inspired, it was believed, by Anwar al-Awlaki, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. In Garland, Texas, a shooting at a convention for cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, that belief inspired by, possibly even directed by, ISIS. And then, of course, San Bernardino, believed to be inspired by ISIS as well. One particular challenge with lone wolves is that they're harder to detect. If there's no initial conversation between the new recruit and a known terror subject overseas or domestically, there's no conversation to intercept, there's no meeting to observe before that terrorist is recruited and carries out an attack.